doesn't enjoy music festivals? Hopefully, great weather, a great time with family, friends, or solo, food, music, activities, plus you support local businesses. Hello, I'm Priyanka Tiwari, and this is WHYY. I am so excited to tell you about the Ladybug Music Festival in Wilmington, Delaware. It's the largest celebration of women in music in the country. In fact, the first ever Ladybug Festival took place in 2012 and featured an all-female lineup of artists local to the Wilmington, Philadelphia music scene. This year's lineup includes over 40 acts. It's taking place Friday, May 20th on Market Street in Wilmington, Delaware. It's the brainchild of Gail Dillman of Gable Music Ventures. And Gail joins us right now. Hello, Gail. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much for having me.
It is my absolute pleasure. So why the name Ladybug?
Well, when we first decided that we were going to do this block party on Lower Market Street, it was the same time that Firefly was announced. And a lot of local musicians were kind of upset that there wasn't any local stage. And so we decided, well, we're going to have our own little event. And I wanted to play off of the name Firefly. So we were thinking of bug names and what would be appropriate, and came up with Ladybug. And at the time, I didn't know that it is the state bug of Delaware, by the way.
Of course.
Crazy. Who knew?
It all kind of works out. Serendipity. It was meant to be.
Yes.
So why is it so important to promote female artists? Because it's all about women in music, this festival.
Yes. If you look at the festivals across the country, a lot of them have less than 40% of their lineup are female-fronted or female musicians. And we've been able to do it for 10 years now, to have a completely female or female-fronted lineup. And we figure, well, hey, if we could do it, everybody else should be able to make more of an effort to having a more equitable distribution. It's important for women because we are such a force within the music industry, and collaboratively, we are so much better together.
Is it actually harder for female artists to make it in the music business, even now?
For women in the industry, they have to overcome a number of obstacles that men don't necessarily have. I would just say it's different.
Can you name a few obstacles?
Name a few men? Well, you know, it's not really special to the music industry. I think there's always a lot of emphasis on women as to how old you are, how you look. And I think there's less of an emphasis for men, you know, to look a certain way. A lot of the industry is still heavily run by men. So, of course, you know, being not part of that world, to find a way to be more equitable in that world is a challenge for women. Every year, we kind of chip away at it.
Any advice for budding musicians, male or female?
Yeah, thank you for asking that question. It's a good one. Stick with it. You know, it's patience, it's tenacity, it's persistence. Success does not come in that industry quickly, but it really comes after years of hard work. Just remember, you know, your family are not your fans. Cultivate a following. Find your niche and distinguish yourself through that. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint.
Okay. Talking about the festival, what can people expect once they get there?
Well, they can expect a lot of diversity in terms of music. We have 41 different performers, and they each bring their own unique type of music and genre. So what you should expect is that you would walk around from venue to venue, kind of experiencing the music. 8 of our venues are inside small businesses on the Lower Market Street block, and then we have a large outdoor stage and then a smaller outdoor stage as well. In addition to that, we have vendors that are selling unique products. We have a bar that is being run by the Wilmington Whiskey Club, and so you'll be able to grab a libation as you walk around as well. And of course, no festival is complete without food trucks. So we'll have some of those as well. There really is something for everyone. And it is all ages. We encourage people to bring out the kids.
Talk about the headliner, Sweet Lizzy Project.
Yes, they are kind of out of Cuba by way of Nashville. And music is very uplifting, very catchy. So we're catching them on the way up.
I'm looking for a revolution, a treasure hunt, an illusion, a rabbit hole to go down and under, a window.
Where can people go to get more information about the Ladybug Music Festival?
Everything is all on the website, theladybugfestival.com.
Gail Dillman, thank you so much for putting this wonderful festival together, giving women in music a chance to showcase their talent.
Thank you so much for your support. I really appreciate it.
Oh, I'm so glad I could help. So, my dear listener, have a fun day at the Ladybug Music Festival taking place in Wilmington, Delaware on Friday, May 20th and July 30th in Milford. I'm Priyanka Tiwari, and this is WHYY.